Pope Benedict made papal broadcasting history on Good Friday when he became the first pope to appear on a question-and-answer TV show. The pre-recorded program, broadcast on the Italian Rai Uno station, showed the pope replying to seven questions submitted from around the world that included a young Japanese girl, a Muslim mother from the Ivory Coast, and seven Christian students from Iraq. Susie Hodges tells us more.
Pope Benedict's appearance on the TV program entitled In His Image marked the first time ever that a pope answered questions on television. The Good Friday program went on the air at around the exact time when Jesus is believed to have taken his last breath on the cross. People from around the world were invited to send their questions to a special website for the show in the weeks preceding the broadcast, and seven of those queries were eventually chosen to be put to the pope. The first question came from a seven-year-old Japanese girl who spoke of her fear and suffering because of the recent earthquake in her country and who asked the Pope to explain why she has to be so afraid and why children have to be so sad.
Cara Elena, ti saluto di cuore. Anche a me vengono le stesse domande. Perché così? Perché voi dovete soffrire tanto?
In his reply, Pope Benedict said he too asked those same questions and said, "We do not have the answers, but we do know that Jesus too suffered as an innocent and that God loves us and is by our side." The Pope went on to tell the girl that one day he will understand that this suffering was not empty, it wasn't in vain, but behind it, it was a good plan, a plan of love. The next question came from an Italian woman whose son has been in a coma since Easter Sunday 2009. She asked the Pope whether her son's soul has left his body, given that he is no longer conscious, or was it still near him?
Certamente l'anima è presente ancora nel corpo.
In his reply, Pope Benedict was quick to assure her that her son's soul was still present in his body. He compared the situation to that of a guitar whose strings have been broken and therefore can no longer play. I'm sure, the Pope continued, that this hidden soul feels the presence of his mother's love deep down, even if unable to understand the details, her words. He said her presence next to her son is a true act of love and of respect for human life, even in the saddest of situations. The third question came from a group of seven Christian students from Baghdad in Iraq. Noting that Christians in Baghdad are being persecuted like Jesus, they asked the Pope how they can help the members of the Christian community there to reconsider their desire to emigrate to other countries and convince them that leaving is not the only solution.
Well, innanzitutto salutare di cuore tutti i cristiani dell'Iraq.
Pope Benedict told the students that we must do whatever we can to help them to stay, so that they might be able to resist the temptation to emigrate, which is very understandable in the conditions in which they live. He assured the students that the Holy See was in permanent contact with both Christian and Muslim communities in Iraq because it wants to create reconciliation to help in the difficult journey of rebuilding a torn society. The Pope said the people of Iraq need to regain the awareness that in diversity they are one people with a common history where each has its place. A Muslim lady from the war-torn Ivory Coast asked the fourth question put to the Pope. She asked whether, as an ambassador for Jesus, what was his advice for her country, where previously Christians and Muslims always lived in harmony, but which now was racked by divisions as a result of the conflict, with many innocent lives lost and many displaced and traumatized people. Pope Benedict replied to the woman by saying he was saddened that he can do so little, but he assured her that Jesus was always a man of peace and not a man of powerful violence as might be expected. This shows that violence never comes from God, never helps to bring anything good, but is a destructive means and not the way to escape difficulties. Jesus, the Pope continued, urges all sides to renounce violence, even if they feel they are right, to begin anew with dialogue. The fifth question came from Italy and asked the Pope what Jesus is doing in the time between his death and resurrection, and whether, like the Creed mentions for Jesus, our souls will descend into hell before going into heaven.
Innanzitutto questa discesa dell'anima di Gesù non si deve immaginare come un viaggio geografico locale.
In his reply, Pope Benedict said the words in the Creed about Christ's descent into hell mean that Jesus' soul reaches into the depth of the human being, into all humanity's past. Our lives, the Pope continued, are different because we are already redeemed by the Lord, and we arrive before the judge after our death under Jesus' purifying gaze. The next question was also on the theme of the resurrection and came from Italy. Referring to the gospel account of how the women and the apostles did not at first recognize Christ after his resurrection because his body was glorified, the person asked the Pope what this meant exactly.
Naturalmente non possiamo definire il corpo glorioso perché sta oltre le nostre esperienze. Possiamo solo...
The Holy Father replied by saying, we cannot define a glorified body because it is beyond our experience, just as Jesus is beyond the laws of biology and physics. However, he continued, the risen Christ is a real man, not a ghost, and says that in the Eucharist, the Lord gives us his glorified body, this newness, so that we can be pulled out of ourselves towards on high. And this is the most important point here. The seventh and final question was about the meaning of Jesus' words to his mother whilst on the cross, when he said to her, "Behold your son," and to John he said, "Behold your mother." The person also asked the Pope whether he intended to renew a consecration to the Virgin at the beginning of this new millennium.
Queste parole di Gesù sono soprattutto un atto molto umano.
In his reply, Pope Benedict said these words and that entrustment of his mother were an act of love, a deeply human act, because a woman living alone in the East at that time was an impossible situation. At the same time, he said, this Jesus entrusts all of us, the whole church, to his mother, and his mother to us. We cannot be Christians alone, the Pope said, following a Christianity based on our own ideas. The mother is the image of the church, and entrusting ourselves to Mary means we must also entrust ourselves to the church. Turning to the second part of the question, Pope Benedict said he did not believe it was necessary to make a new act of public entrustment to the Virgin at this moment, as had been done in the past by several popes, but instead said it was more important to live this entrustment, to make it real, so that it might truly be our own. I'm Susie Hodges.